Good afternoon. It's Tuesday afternoon, and Brother Freedom and I like to get together on Tuesday afternoons because the Holy Spirit just pours out so many wonderful things, and Brother Freedom is already feeling the presence of God speaking to him that there's going to be a message coming forth. So we hope that you'll just adjust your volume and sit back and listen, or be sure and save this sermon. You can download it on your computer so you can listen to it another time, because I believe it will bless you and meet the need, whatever it might be. We all have needs. Father, we thank you for this wonderful, special day that you've given us. Thank you, Lord, for your love. Thank you, Lord, for your presence. I thank you for the help that you gave me today. You kept me safe on the road, and you brought me to this place safe and sound. I give you praise and honor and glory. Bless the people out there, and bless Brother Freedom. Thank you for meeting the needs. In Jesus' name, amen.
Our wonderful Lord, our wonderful Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, I thank you for all the many blessings. I thank you for that hope. I thank you for your steadfast love. Oh, I just thank you for all the times that you bless me. Father, I just pray that you'll give me words now to be able to relate back to the people, the listeners will be, brothers and sisters will be hearing this, and I pray it'll be directed totally by your Holy Ghost, because it's about the Holy Ghost. And Father, I just pray that you'd put a covering upon it. Bless us in a mighty way. Lord, I pray that you'll supersede principalities, powers, all spiritual wickedness in high places. And Father, we come against anything that's not of you. We come against it. We curse it as not being so. And Father, we just pray for your mighty blessing. We pray for the peace of God to be upon it. We pray for a mighty peace like a mighty river. Shelter, protect, guide, direct in the name of Jesus this day. Father, we just pray and claim victory this day. We know this is the area that we need some teaching, some preaching, some devotion about walking in the Spirit. And Father, we just pray that you anoint this day, and we thank you in the wonderful name of Jesus. Amen. The Lord has literally laid in my heart to attempt this day by God's Spirit to talk about walking in the Spirit. It's an area that a lot of people don't really know anything about, and we have to do it by faith. We do it through the Spirit of God. I'm going to just tell a little bit about my life before this happened. I received the baptism of the Holy Spirit, or Holy Ghost, in 1956, and this is about 1960s, and I wanted more of the Lord, and I was really struggling. I was struggling like a lot of Christians do. I was just never really on top of things, always one step behind, and just always wanting more of the Lord and never seeming ever to accomplish it. I always wanted the Lord in my life in a very powerful way, but I just couldn't, it wouldn't have happened. And I was just wishful for it. I was just wanting it so much. So I started praying. I prayed literally for about 7 to 8 years, pretty extensive praying. Well, back in the when I prayed those years, the Lord's power to come in my life in a very special way. But I'm just bringing you up to date. At that time, when God came in my heart, He spoke to me. He says, "I'll lead you and I'll guide you and I'll teach you. I'll show you the pathway that goes that so many has never sought for. And I'm going to put you in an avenue that's going to bring great power, great moving of my mighty Spirit, and my call is upon you." So one night before about June the 6th, 1035, 1977, the Lord, three different ones showed up in my bedroom, and I probably would have died if it hadn't been for the power of God. I would have never lived, because no one lives facing the Lord God or heaven, the Heavenly Father. It's like a voice from many waters saying, "My son, I called you." And I thought my heart was going to stop. The Lord said it would have stopped. You would have actually, if you hadn't made this change, I know I would have had a heart attack that day. He said, "I'm going to give you more life. I'm giving you my Spirit upon you to help you in these days that you will never have to walk alone no longer. And you'll learn to walk in my Spirit. For I called you for the last hour when my Son's coming back through the clouds of glory. At that time, you'll be used mightily by my mighty hand." And I kept on with this, Lord. I kept this in my heart all these years. I did many things. I did other ministries, even pastored a few times. And went through jail ministries and prison ministries and all different series of things, different, but it wasn't what really God had called me for. But getting us all at the time when this all takes place, I was on my way to the shop, and before I got to the shop, the Spirit of the Lord told me to shut the radio off, because we had a two-way radio. As I turned that radio off, the Spirit of the Lord says, I have a plan for you. I've got you something to work for. I want you to tithe your time in reading my word and eat my word. Just literally devour my word and read it as life itself. The Lord said, that's actually 2 hours and 35 minutes or so a day. So I started with this. And then the Lord, Holy Spirit says, the Lord told me, says, I want you, every time you get behind the steering wheel of this truck, like you are now, that you'll pray in the Spirit. It wasn't long, things started changing very fast. God's got some real high-powered medicine there that's so special, so wonderful. You know, my life had to really take a, even though I had sought for the Lord and I did absolutely made all these adjustments trying to do what was I thought I was needed to do, it took a lot of coaching from the Lord to bring this change. I brought in real recently, or really recent at a time after God had spoke to my heart, he let me know that in the book of Matthew chapter 6, 7, and 8, there's a lot of things that he would be dealing with me in. And one of them was is keeping my mouth closed, learning to be quiet, learning to wait upon God, realizing that my words would become anointed by heaven. My words could be life or they could be death. So I had to start learning this. And this morning, this very morning, I had something come to my mind, and I said, I rebuke it or reject it in the name of Jesus. I will not allow that to come in my spirit. Well, that's what the Lord started teaching me that's been 30 years ago. He says, when anything gets in your spirit that's not right, when I come to your heart, you rebuke it, you reject it, and you cast it out from you. So I started doing that at basically 30 years ago. Well, things started happening pretty fast. I seen a lot of the places I went to church, people didn't like me from then on. I can't say why, but I just didn't fit in. It's not their fault, probably, but I didn't fit in no longer. And God started being the center of my life. He started to be that direction. And it wasn't long, but things just started happening. I mean, I couldn't even... See, he is the God of all, knows all things, is all things, and having that in you is such a change that you just can't hardly fathom it. It comes on you so mightily by God that you're finding, you know that things that you never knew before. You might call it revelation knowledge or whatever you want to call it, but it's still all by God. It's by the Spirit of God. When this came forth, I don't care who we are. When changes come, sometimes it takes a little bit while to get for it to all come to ourselves, where we are. So I started realizing that God had a purpose in my life. He had a direction. It was by the Holy Spirit from heaven. But when I started praying in the Spirit every day, it became a power. God, when you pray in the Spirit, the Bible says in Jude, it says, building up yourself in the most holy faith. It's power. And by it alone, just praying, I knew. I had been baptized in the Holy Ghost, in the Holy Spirit, but yet I had never come to this dimension. I never come to the place that I could actually start seeing things happening. And as time progressed on, I was a mechanic, and God, the Holy Spirit, I said, God, my Heavenly Father, says, I'm going to use you right where you are. Don't make any changes. So that meant he's going to come down to someone had dark hands from, not from choice, they're supposed to be white, but my hands got darkened because of grease, dirt, and things that I associated with what these hands were around. And the Lord started telling me he loved me just the same. And this is always a thing that always propped up before that. I had people say, God can't use someone like you because you're too dirty. See, God started loving me. And I seen a love from God that I've never felt from nobody. Seeing that power, that freshness of his glory. And this being able to realize that God can speak to my heart and say, hey, such and such, and I can hear it, and I can receive it. It started off in ways, but anyway, I learned to develop that for quite a few years. God would say, when I say stop this day, you stop. When I say start this day, little phrases like that. He would talk about, and I started learning that everything he said was for a reason. You'll be wide awake this day, well, this day is over. And I truly was. I would have faced death, I was in a fire, and a lot of things take place. But God orders our steps, but through a greater dimension than it ever is here on earth when we accept Jesus as our Savior. This is the pathway that if we'd read our Bibles like we should, we'd have all went for it. But we've been taught by people not to go any higher than a certain level. But God says it's okay. I wish for my people to pray, that they pray always, that they'll be led of my spirit, that they will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. They will walk in victory. They'll walk in my strength. They'll walk in my power. They'll walk in my anointing. And all these things are such a difference from natural man, because the Bible says the natural man receives not the things from the Spirit of God, for the foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, for the spiritual discern. But the spiritual man judges all things, yet himself to judge no man. There is a vast difference. And that's why the baptism of the Holy Ghost is only the starting place. It's only the starting place. God wants to bring us down to where he is the center of our life in such a way that he lives within us. The Apostle Paul spoke in Corinthians a couple different places. We are the temple of the Holy Ghost. We are the temple. Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So anyway, God always is such a gentleman. The Lord is so special. You know, when he will not force us to do anything that we don't want to do. You know, you can start with this program, and you might go a week and say, you say, I don't wish to do this. God says, have it your own way. God's wonderful. I had to continually want more. I had to continually desire more. And I hope this series will help people to realize that God's there to help you, to strengthen you, to uplift you, to encourage you to the depth that you will not be duped out by wrong words, especially by the enemy. That you'll live in his presence. In his presence is fullness of joy. In his right hand, pleasures evermore. Where his spirit is, there is liberty. Liberty means there is no problem. Liberty, there's freedom. There's what we fought for. Liberty, when God fought through Jesus Christ, made it possible that the Spirit of God, that we can have liberty. Where his liberty is, there's power, there's anointing. The sky is the limit. And we start walking in the Spirit, God will help us to endeavor us to walk in his presence. Then things start happening. I was a mechanic, and I'm just sharing a few of these. I was having troubles, as a lot of people do. Most everybody that works in the construction field, unless they're really full of the Lord, they have some troubles. They get on places of testing. And I started seeing that God was greater and bigger than anything I faced. And if I just say, Lord, I love you so much, I thank you, I praise you, that he would come down and stay in my heart. He would walk by my side. He'd never leave me. And see, that's a lot different than what the church world is today. They're guessing. All those times before that, I guessed. But after that, I never guessed. When God said so, I knew it was so. I had no questions. So God is the great number that takes away those impossible things that we don't understand. He takes those things that we don't understand as understanding them from him. And we become complete in him. We'll never complete in ourselves because we live in a world that's really unstable. It's got away from the world very concept and start. The only way you'll get halfway stable is walking in the Spirit. But then you have to start relying on God. You have to put your trust totally in him. You have to put your whole being in his capability. And you say, Lord, I'll just I know you will. Hopefully, you will saw a limb off for him. But if he does, he'll catch us. If he saws that limb off, he'll catch us. But God is able to help us to walk with us and talk with us that we might be not walking in confusion. Where there's confusion, the Bible says there's every evil work. Where there's confusion, there's doubts, there's problems, there's fear. And fear brings us down to torment. Where there's fear, there is torment. God says, walk in faith. What's if not a faith is sin? And unbelief is spoken about as being wrong. Unbelief, the Bible says in Revelation, because we cannot be, the unbelievers will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. So it's a very, unbelief is a very big something that we don't need to know have it in us. It's something we need to get rid of it. We need to seek God. God has not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. I started seeing the opposite of being so stressed out, so tied up with not knowing, that I started finding out that God knew about a caterpillar. And he knew more about it than I did. And I thought, you know, that, you know, I surely that, you know, by just walking my own little childish mind, boy, when it comes to caterpillar, well, you know, I would sort of, you know, he put me up there and didn't know. He knows all about them. He knew things that I couldn't even understand. Went down to Sonora on VAK. Wasn't too long after I was that days, but you probably heard the story, but nevertheless, it bears witness what I'm saying. But these things started happening. I got down this machine and I prayed on the way down. The Lord spoke to my heart and says, get rid of the hindrances. So anything that God showed me that was a hindrance, I should be able in myself to, in my own mind, try to get rid of those hindrances. He's telling me, I'm going to give you a really childish job to take care of, my son. Now, are you big enough to get rid of the hindrances? And I says, yeah, I think so. But there's always in life, even with the Spirit, there's always things that we have to do constantly to stay in right stand with God. We have to walk in His blessings. And you know, there's another thing that I should incorporate now very shortly. We can't walk in our own selfish framework. That means in our own, what we feel. God doesn't give us that luxury to walk in our feelings. We must walk in what we believe. And we believe that God will not withhold no good thing from them that walk upright before Him. We need to hold those dear in our heart that I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. My God shall supply all my needs according to His riches, for and glory. See, He told me to take the word and eat it. And then He says, pray all with this time in my spirit. When you put those together, it becomes what God's made of, spirit and truth. The Bible says in the last hour, we're going to have to move in spirit and truth. That's what it says. And if we want power, we're going to have to move in spirit and in truth. The truth is the Word. The truth is Jesus. Jesus gave us the Word. Spirit comes by, He lifts the Word. He edifies it. He moves upon it. But the anointing which you have received of Him, that's the Spirit, abideth in you. And you need not that any man teaches you, but as that same anointing teaches you all things, and is truth, and is no lie, and even as He has taught you, abide ye in Him. That's pretty simple. So that's what I'm saying. I have to learn to take the steps that God's given me, and I have to relax on it just like anybody else. So I have to really rely on what the Spirit says. On this way down to Sonora, the Lord is going to put me to test. So I want you to get rid of the problems, what you see there. So I knew it was that tire and the track. And that's all God was. It was just a symbol. But the men that was there, that was what the problem was for the transmission. And they went, which natural people, they went really off of the, they went off in the deep. They started saying bad words and saying this fellow's this crazy, he don't know nothing. All the words that people would say because they didn't know. When God, we're walking, when we're in a supernatural realm, it's not the same as natural realm. Our thinking is not the same. We start thinking as, with God's help, as He would help us to speak. So So I knew the first thing that I had to do before I even climbed up on that cap was not do nothing. I was to wait upon this tire to get put up and take all the ridicule these men could give me, whatever they could say, to dish out. I had to be good and big enough to take it. And God says, you know, you can do that. And I said, yeah, I can do it. I was sitting back there just sort of chuckling to myself about all the terrible words. And sometimes that's what people do. They say all these words over spilled soup don't amount to nothing. All I would have had said, hey, don't worry, but they couldn't understand. I say, well, you know, God wants to take this tire out because it's a sign that I must remove the hindrance before he's going to show me any more. But there was no way. God says, no, you don't tell him. But see, that's the hindrances. That's my, everything that we start doing, there's hindrances. When we start praying for a person, there's generally hindrances of unbelief, doubt, whatever it is, we got to get rid of the hindrances. And then when those hindrances are removed, then we can pray with God's faith, and we're going to see great things happen because we're in alignment with God the Father, God. And then you have great joy, you have great fulfillment, you have great love of God, you have the stuff that no one else has. See, you can have something that, I'm going to say something that even pastors can't have. No one can have, only those that will rely on the Lord thy God. And God's wishing this for his people. But people don't see it. But nevertheless, it's true. And God hasn't lost one case. You know, all the times through that about 15 years of time, the Lord never was off one degree, never. Just like this girl that I prayed for, God knew where she's going to be exactly. Of course, she's going to be that morning. He started speaking to me at 5 o'clock. I've not forgotten this other, but I'm just saying that God doesn't forget either. He can do numerous things. He can do over to your place or my place, but he's there with his all-seeing eye over the righteous. His ears are open to their cries. He's there to uplift you. And the only way that you can be uplifted is being full of the Spirit of God. God says there's no other way. We can take these things that we see as great problems, and with God's Spirit, there's no problem at all. They're just God's mighty hand. And he wants us to start developing to him. See, there's all of us, as long as we breathe, we can make changes. And that's where the changes is, we make adjustments. And when that adjustment comes, oh, hallelujah, you'll feel the love of God come upon you. You'll feel the power of God. And when you have to pray for the sick or the unsaved, you'll know that they're going to be saved. You know what's going to happen. I guess God's probably too far. I know that God's going to, it's like he heals all the internet. And then they say, well, do you pray for everyone? No, I don't pray for everyone. God just does it. I have that much faith in God, I don't have to. God's going to do it. If I utter, I think a thing, that's really bound smaller than thinking about a subject. But if I can just think a thing, God will make it happen. He's that special. And I like to ride behind him. I see this in the Spirit. I don't see it in natural, but I see it in the Spirit a lot of times. He let me ride with him, and he had all his little baby toys in the back there. And I'm such a child compared to him. But when I speak, things happen. Because I'm son, his son. And he's trying to bring into his sons and daughters a relationship that they've ever had before. And God is doing a new work. This should have been done way back in the time after Jesus came. But we've slid over it. All the different religions have come in, and they missed it about the power of the Holy Ghost. But the Holy Ghost can come upon us and endue us from such a power and teach us in such a way that we receive help. I proved this. I worked about 15 years working for a company that nobody knew where my power was at. The Lord said, don't tell them. It's God's power. I wasn't deceiving them. They was walking better than they ever walked before. But the truth was, I wasn't doing it from the direction of man. Now get back this D8K down there. When I got this tire out, immediately as that tire pulled the ground, the Lord said, show me what it was. He said, stand by the transmission filter. So I stood up there and I touched my hand up. The Spirit of God says, I'll show you immediately what it is. He says, go back and look on the left final drive. Now, they're talking about a transmission problem. God knows more than people do. He says, go back to left final drive, and you're going to find, you'll see the problem immediately because it's going to be full of, like, iniquity, full of dirt. So I went down, and I asked someone, I says, do you have a final drive plug wrench? And then they really went to, these men really went, as worldly people do. Without the Spirit of God, we can't cope. Those guys, they couldn't cope with nothing. But God was showing a supernatural miracle in their eyes, and they couldn't even see it. It was a witness of God Himself, but they couldn't see it. So they laughed. The more they laughed, I just felt for them being that way to my Lord. I didn't care about me. That's the way people treat God. He made this whole universe. He made our homes. He made us. Everything that we got is His. And yet we treat Him so shabby. We give Him our last portions of our, instead of giving the first, we give the last. We don't want to give Him the best. We should be giving Him our best. Because when we give Him our best, God multiplies it 1,000 ways. He'll bless you, overbless you, uplift you, encourage you, He'll enrich you. I was just thinking about all the things that God's allowed me to see. How blessed I've been. I've been super blessed. All the time that I've prayed was more than 100-fold, 1,000-fold. I could never replay what God's given to me. Just being able to see, because I was bringing back to the world. If you can come up with someone, if the world could come up with some kind of way, if you could know everything, you'd be a rich man. You know, if someone say, hey, come over here to our place, we're going to have a, you can ask any question, you can ask anything, it'll tell you all these things. Well, God can do that. That's what He is. I've seen God say things. He's helping me right now speak. It's not me. It's the Spirit of God. It's what He incorporates in our mind. Our minds are, the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is in Christ Jesus. You know, I was really concerned when I started this service today that the anointing's here, the blessing of God's here. God wants to touch us in a mighty way. He wants to share with us His glory that He hasn't forgot about us in this last hour. And I haven't forgot about that DHK. As I went down the final drive, that I took my hand and screwed that plug out with my fingers. And I seen in my own hand, Lord, just talking to me and showing me. And I knew then, Lord said, this is plugging up their pressure control group. And I said, yes, that's right. So I told him exactly. I said, the problem is, you can't keep that pressure control group clean enough to run the machine. That's where your problem is. They said, why didn't anybody else say it? I said, I don't know. I don't really know anything but that. But I said, I do know this is right. That you've got a problem. It's got to be torn down to the frame and cleaned thoroughly. And that's where our lives are. When we get to such a depth and such a place that God says, dismantle. I want to make you over. I want to make you whiter than snow. I might want you to walk in my splendor. I want you to walk in my glory. I want to make you over with my power, my anointing upon you, that you'll shine forth as the brightest star. You'll shine as the glory. We should be shining. Our lives should be shining for God. But every place we go, people, if you start shining, they'll put you in jail, basically, probably, and all these things, because they don't know about it. But God, He knows about everything. And when you come down to it, it's just a little element that really is against God, because God's so much bigger than everything. There's this hatred of the enemy against anything against God. It's been that way ever since the beginning of time. But God's bringing that back very shortly. Like that V8 had to be poured down, had to be totally cleaned out, cleaned and reassembled. We are the same way. We can't keep doing things wrong and expect God's blessing for us. We need to start doing God's way. We need to ask Him what He wishes for. We need to ask Him where the problem's at. We need to seek Him for advice. We need to call upon Him while He's near. It says, call unto me and I will answer thee, and I'll show you great and mighty things that you know not. We have a power within God. What I was bringing out at this point, If a person had some kind of a, they'll never come up with it, but they had some kind of an automation computer that could ask it any question, all these things, but they haven't got it, and there's no way they can do it. But God knows everything. And the only way that we can know that is to be where God would have us be. And we never have to walk alone no longer. We can walk in His power, in His anointing. We can walk in His truth. Before I close, I'd like to say that those years, I used to have to work. Before that, I had to work Sundays. I had to work a lot of nights. But after that time, must have been close to 10 years, God had even anointed my, I would know where to go to work. I didn't go like, people would call me on the phone. Sometimes I would go, the Lord said, okay. But a lot of times I'd be going down, going south. He said, turn around, go back to a certain mill. They've got a wheel off the 980. It was. And things like that. Down by a creek down there. And I was driving down that way one afternoon. The Lord spoke to my heart and says, would you go in there to Williams Ranch? Because they got a D8 in there. And they just pulled a fuel pump. Now, all the computers in the world couldn't tell you that. See what I'm talking about? There's no way that a computer could tell me to go down. It was because it was programmed, but not being programmed because it's having new things. God sends us new messages. Now, if it's old message, yeah, He can repeat it. He can do that. But having a new message comes from God. So as I went down to that ranch, they hadn't seen me in years, so I drove in there and I said, you had a fuel pump off a 13A, and I come to check it. He said, how did you know that we just put it on? Yeah, we sent it to a certain town. And I said, I'm here to recheck it for you. No cost. Oh, no cost. I said, no cost. I just want to make sure you're okay. But I knew it wasn't okay. Because what I'm saying again, God's Spirit supersedes all of the computers, all everything. He's never wrong. So we don't need to try to figure things out when God is the author of all things. But He's not the author of confusion. There was no confusion there because I went to that pump and I started checking it, and it would ruin that engine. Was that wrong? I could tell you story after story the same way. One time the Lord says, I got up one morning, the Lord says, I want you to go today to tell a customer he's got 246A transmission and he's going to lose both of them. I said, both of them, Lord? He said, what? I'm telling the truth. That's back in 1977. It was 77 too. Going into 77. And I asked the Lord, I said, what's going wrong with reverse carrier? And both of them. So I went to this man, but when I went to him, he had a couple operators there, and he had a couple people that worked for him that was up in the top echelon. So when I brought this message to this owner, the other, they got really inquisitive and says, how do you know this? I said, just through prayer, the Lord just told me, just make it, because they would not be able to understand it. But God brought it to pass. See, God brought it to pass. And I have a whole drawer full of things that God's brought to pass. I haven't tooted my horn. I haven't went around to yell at people. But God's never failed one time. Not one time. To me, that makes me feel that I know someone that's close to me that's greater than all things. He's greater than the pie in the sky. He's greater than the sky because He made the sky. He is greater, and I'm His child. And He loves me that much. Think about it. The one that can make the universe, you can live with Him, even now, before heaven comes. To me, that's a very special invitation that I couldn't refuse, and I did not refuse it. But I'm telling the world today, that you out there, you need to work at this, because God's here to uplift you. God's here, He will give you some shortcuts that Brother Freedom didn't have to take. But He will help you, because He wants to do great and mighty exploits in the last few days of God's period of time. And with that, there's going to be miracles. And we need people that believe. We need people that walk in faith. We need the people that don't doubt. that believe in God, believe in the miracles of God, because God is coming back through the heavens. He's coming for the redeemed. He's coming for those that love Him. And I love Him so much. Oh, come on, see the Makarama, see the Makarama, Hila Kalama, see! Oh, Lord, Abashila Makarama, see! For I, the Lord thy God, am here, truly here this day. I'm here to uplift thee, my ones. Be not afraid, my child, for I love thee. Be not afraid, for I see at thy heart, and I love thee. And my daughter, I will help thee, and I will protect thee, and I will fill thee with my glory, and I shall baptize thee with my spirit. And ye shall walk in my love. And yea, this spirit, this word is too many. I will touch thee in a mighty way. I'll uplift thee. I will encourage thee. Come to me. Seek my face. Yea, and I shall fight thy battle. And I shall be with thee. And lo, I will be with thee always, even to the end of the world. I will keep my word. I will never leave thee. I'll never forsake thee. And you can depend on your Father. But your Father loves you so much. Thus says the Spirit of God. God's here to uplift us. God's here to encourage us. God's here to strengthen us. And I believe this is the starting of a series of words about the Holy Spirit that God wants to produce to be a blessing, that we might have an avalanche of God's glory, walk in His power, walking in His knowing. As I walk through the hospital, I've seen countless people that's been in ICU that God healed, that God kept them from death. And God's going to do great, mighty things. God's here to uplift us, encourage us in this last hour. God can touch machinery. He can touch our life in a very special way. I pray that God will bless you this day in the wonderful name of Jesus. I pray that this might touch you, uplift you, encourage you. I'm going to quit because it's not all that your thinking capacity can handle. And the Lord told me that you can't give you too much because you can't handle no more. So you need to think on these things. Bible says, think of the things are good. Think of the things are just. Think on the things of God. God wants to uplift you up, encourage you, bless you by God Himself. God wants to give you His strength that you might quit doubting, quit fearing, quit fretting, because God's going to work with you from this day forevermore. God bless you in a mighty way. Amen. Well, amen, amen, amen. Glory.